The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we talk with enterprise and technology platform leaders about the people, processes, and platforms that make marketing and customer experience successful, scalable, and sustainable. This is what creates an agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 marketing and CX leaders and teams as principal and chief strategist at GK5A and best-selling author, keynote speaker, entrepreneur, and Agile certified coach. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. To sign up for the Agile Brand newsletter and get the latest insights and articles on marketing technology and CX, or to purchase a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, go to gregkilstrom.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon and other retailers. And now on to the show. Today we're talking about improving the customer experience with app-free remote video support. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Rama Srinivasan, CEO and co-founder at Blitz. Rama, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Yeah, so looking forward to talking about this with you. But why don't we first start by you giving a little background on yourself, as well as what led you to co-found Blitz?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a chemical engineer by training, and I've spent a lot of time in academia doing my master's, my PhD, postdoc even. So a lot of time spent on experimental research with a lot of machines. And it was during that journey I realized that fixing a problem required collaborative input from multiple people, right? So subject matter experts, the person who works on the machine. So that's when the idea of Blitz started germinating in my head, right? So people, when I was doing my postdoc at MIT in 2008, I would reach out to my vendors who supplied me with parts for my equipment for research. And they would sometimes have it fly over and come to my lab, giving me like 3 days of a lag time, and they'd come and show up and then do something for 5 minutes. and so that's where I realized, app-free video was very much needed in the world of customer support.
Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, let's get started here. So we're going to talk about how app-free remote video support and inspection can help improve the customer experience. So you mentioned one example in your own experience, but can you talk about some of the challenges that other companies might face that app-free remote video solutions can help solve?
Absolutely. I mean, this is public information. In fact, the listeners even Google Blitz and BMW, you'd find plenty of information and about how they use Blitz. In fact, taking that, just that automotive example, right? So when somebody has a problem with their car, they call a 1-800 number. Perhaps it's a Bluetooth issue or some other issue of an error signal coming up on their dashboard. And the call center agent picks it up, but usually has a tough time relating to what the driver is seeing. Imagine a very simple link sent back to the caller, the driver, who clicks on it, the back camera turns on, and the agent can now immediately empathize because he or she can see what the driver's showing in front of their smartphone.
Yeah. Right?
And so this suddenly empowers the agent to be almost next to the customer, but although remotely, and troubleshoot the problem in a matter of even seconds sometimes. And as you say, just press that button, hold it for 3 seconds to reset, your error code is gone. That simple.
So that
gives you an idea, right? And the implications across lots of different verticals, from automotive to telco with problems with their router to, coffee machines in a barista by the for the barista owner reaching out to support. I mean, you can think of any place where you have to physically see the equipment that is damaged or needs troubleshooting. So insurance is also home warranty insurance. All these are examples where you need to see to collect information from your customer. And you want to take away the pain of seeing that. And that's where app-free video support comes in.
So let's talk a little bit about, so we've been talking about app-free remote video. I think the remote video part probably makes sense to everybody listening to this, but let's talk a little bit about what does app-free mean and why is it so important?
Absolutely, Greg. So when you ask anybody today who engages in a video call, they're going to probably mention companies like Zoom, WebEx, and Teams. Yeah. And these are all apps, especially, you know, when you have to try and use it on a phone, you have to go to the app store, probably put in your username and password to the app store, search for the app, download it, register, and then finally log in. So a lot of steps just before you can use one of these platforms. Now think when you're calling as a consumer to a contact center for help, the contact center probably has a license for one of these three or four or five, whatever major leaders in app-based video software that exists today, right? So, but they can't ask you, hey, what do you use? Do you have Teams? Do you have Zoom? Do you have WebEx?
Right.
They can't ask you that. And that's where, you know, we come in. It's totally app-free in the sense they send you a text link and the video call takes place over the browser in a matter of seconds. In fact, one customer told us they tried getting their caller to get on one of these apps and it took them 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It was frustrating them even more. And then they switched to us and it took them 8 seconds to get on a video call.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I guess just living through remote meetings just in general, I mean, you know, even I have all those apps, you know, installed already. And sometimes it's still a challenge to use them. So I can imagine just anyone anywhere on the, you know, whether it's on the side of the road or in their office even or whatever, it's about customer experience, right? And so what have you seen as far as the response from the brands that you work with and just, you know, how their customers respond when they can get their issues resolved remotely, but also quickly?
Right. I mean, it's really when you experience the service, it's just a delight for both the agent, the supporting agent, and the customer. It just makes it, you know, they don't have to ask all those 20 questions because they can't see the problem. They can't see the modem. Okay, which lights are on? What is the cable leading to? None of that stuff, right? So they directly see it and they understand it so much better. So the response is phenomenal. Where the challenge lies is people, even today, don't realize that this technology exists because the default is the app. So there's a lot of awareness that needs to be created. And that's what we're working hard at.
I'd imagine there are other benefits to the business. I mean, in addition, customer experience and customer satisfaction, huge. Obviously, we talk about that a lot on this show, but I'd imagine there's other benefits like cost savings, reducing time to solution, and many others. What are some of the metrics that organizations use in order to measure the success of app-free remote video solutions?
Great question, Greg. Coming from you, you understand meaning. I mean, you authored the meaningful metrics, right? So I better be pretty good on answering this. You know, you'll catch me making mistakes. But But most of the times, it's definitely customer satisfaction through CSAT and NPS. Look at first call resolution metrics. They look at average handle time. They look at truck roll reduction. That's a very big one, where how many truck rolls did I actually save? A truck roll being defined as anytime somebody has to roll a truck and drive to the customer's home or business to look at the problem, even if it takes only a couple of minutes to solve it, it's very expensive to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a truck roll reduction. Product returns is another big one. A lot of times they return products and then the QA team finds no defect found, right? And then it just required a little bit of guidance with the product when the customer got started, when they received it on day one. So that's another big one. So, and then going green is another big one, right? I mean, all this travel being eliminated, people getting back time and reducing the carbon footprint towards ESG, that's another big topic with a lot of companies appreciate. So those are some of the other KPIs that our customers look at pretty actively.
Yeah, and I would imagine, I mean, you know, it seems like the time is right for this because there are so many people. It's not just, you know, Gen Z and younger using smartphones, right? We're all on them. We're all using video, we're all taking photos, all of those kinds of things. And so it's also kind of the right timing as far as it being a natural way to communicate versus, you know, if this was 25 years ago or something, it would be its own kind of thing to get people to use it, right?
Yep. And from a technology perspective, phones are getting more powerful. Cameras are getting even better with multiple cameras. Good. Bandwidth is only improving. So it's all perfect timing. And actually, COVID woke a lot of companies up because they couldn't go into people's homes to repair things, right? So the social distancing actually made a lot of companies, you know, search for technologies like this. And that actually began this journey. It actually gave us a jump start in terms of awareness for a lot of people who search for technologies like ours.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I guess, yeah, in some cases, they couldn't, or it was just not advisable to do it, right? So how did that timing align that? I mean, you said it definitely, you know, it definitely had an impact, but, you know, what was the timing of that?
Yeah. I mean, we had customers visit our website. We saw increased traffic. They were a little confused about the app free versus app and how are you different from Zoom, WhatsApp, and all that. But once they experienced the demo, it was just a no-brainer for them. It was just so easy, so intuitive that they embraced it and ran with it. And there's another angle also, which I did not mention from a meaningful metric, is the shortage of labor, right? So if you had experts retiring and you had more inexperienced technicians coming in, they needed help as well. And they could be remotely helped by a subject matter expert.
Yeah.
And the subject matter expert did not have to be driving to the inexperienced technician. They could be working part-time. They could be working a day in a week, but just offering their remote expertise. So that's another big one. And during COVID, social distancing, you know, made it very essential for them to be able to help other technicians or customers from a remote location without endangering health.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that, I mean, basically, you could use it direct with consumers, but you could also use it internally within your own organization, is what you're saying as well, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I would like to point out that internally, you can force people to download apps, right?
Right.
But look at it in a way where there is a hybrid where you have contractors, you have people that you can't force to download company-wide apps.
Yeah.
Right. So that's, again, a big use. Again, you could also save on the license cost as well. Not maybe this group needs the app from a particular vendor,
right,
like Zoom, WebEx, or Teams. But these temp workers who are out on the field, we don't have to get licenses for them. Just send them a text message. There's no cost to them. They click on it. Boom. The back camera turns on. I can help them out, reduce the truck roll, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. From your perspective, what's on the horizon as far as improvements to, you know, what you're currently doing and the remote video solutions out there? Anything top of mind that you're working on or will be available soon?
Absolutely, Greg. So apart from remote video, one of the things I wanted to also highlight is we're looking at AR, which is augmented reality, right? So when you look at something, can the agent point to something with a marker that shows up on the customer's phone and says, okay, press that button? And can the customer point to something asking the agent, hey, what about this button? Right. So that's a little bit of you're augmenting reality with markups. You can the agent take photographs? Can they mark them up? Can they extract make and model numbers with text recognition? And based on that recognition, can other useful troubleshooting resources be provided to the agent? So there's a tremendous amount of things that can be done once you have eyes on the problem remotely. And that's the real future, right? This could even be automated with computer vision.
Yeah.
But again, we take a very careful crawl, walk, run approach. Let's get customers delighted with video and then look at other ways to make it more efficient, like automation with computer vision and image recognition and things of that sort. So there's a lot of, the roadmap is strong. And as browsers increase their capabilities to handle a lot of information, we'll keep developing great features that make a meaningful impact on these experiences.
Yeah. I mean, I think the augmented reality example that you give, I think that's a great usage of AR. I mean, I've seen a lot of, let's say, not great uses of AR and VR recently. I think we probably all have, but you know, to me, it's practical, it's usable, and it's meaningful because you can actually solve a problem very quickly. You can increase common understanding,
right?
You know, kind of all of the things that communications and customer experience is supposed to be about. And so, yeah, I think that's pretty powerful.
Right. And I can actually give you one quick example with BMW. This is actually in a podcast I did with them, where there was a customer who called them, and it's on the public domain. That's why I'm able to talk about it. Yeah. A customer called them, the agent picked up, and realized that the customer who had charging issues was standing on a gravel driveway, and there was a charging issue, right? So he realized that and said, hey, can you flip that charger and point it to the phone? And as soon as he did that, he saw a very tiny pebble, that got in when the charger was dropped on the driveway, got lodged in there, which is preventing charging.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. And he pointed to it. He used the AR to point and circle the pebble. He says, can you get a pen and just flick that out?
Wow.
Or something like that. Right. And they got it out, and it was delightful for everybody. Imagine sending somebody over for that. That's too expensive.
Right. Right. Yeah. Driving all the way out to flick a pebble out of it. That's great. Well, one last question before we wrap up here. You know, you've shared a lot of great ideas already, but you know, what's one piece of advice that you'd have for a brand that hasn't yet implemented app-free remote video solutions? But you know, they're considering, they know there's a need to improve the customer experience. What advice would you have for them as they navigate the months ahead?
I would say for anybody, this technology is not a heavy lift to try and fail quickly or succeed quickly. So it's very obvious, it's very intuitive, it's very affordable, and the results are amazing. The ROI is tremendous. So don't hesitate, just try it out. You're going to be surprised.
Yeah, great advice. Well, again, I'd like to thank Rama Srinivasan, CEO and co-founder at Blitz, for joining the show. You can learn more about Rama and Blitz by following the links in the show notes.
Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GREGKILSTROM.com. To get a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, visit my website, or you can find it on Amazon or other retailers. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.